Wealthy Americans still say I do. Middle class Americans, not so much. Multiple socioeconomic factors have led to lower marriage rates among the middle three-fifths of Americans, including a majority of young adults. Today, only 29% of those 18 to 34 years old are married, a 30% drop from 1978. Christine Vischer, a professor of sociology and criminal justice at the University of Delaware, partially attributes this to the increase in financial independence among women.
Prior to the women's movement in the 1970s, women were not a large part of the workforce, and it was expected that women would get married and have a family.
Another change over the last 50 years is that many delayed the transition to adulthood. It used to be leave home, get a job at 18, and marry in their early 20s. But now,
because of the changes, especially with respect to the economy and the need for your education to be able to be higher, to be able to have a good job, people are delaying getting married until almost 30.
Caitlin Rowley is a senior nutrition and dietetics major at the university. Within a few years after graduating, she looks forward to moving in with her boyfriend, but said she would prefer to wait longer before tying the knot.
My dad was 30 and my mom was 28 when they got married, so that is like my benchmark. So when I hear people like, oh yeah, like 25 or 26, I'm like, y'all are still babies.
How old are most couples that get married at St. Mary's?
Well, John, let's go with 28 to 30.
Father Charles Dillingham is the pastor at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hokesson. He works with engaged couples, most of whom are older, to set the foundation for marriage.
If you get married, let's use the age of 27. Let's add those 5 years. So 27 and 32, okay? The bride at 27, the bride at 32, there's not as much growth. That 27-year-old is probably pretty much who he or she's going to be at 32.
Maturity and pre-marriage counseling can make all the difference.
The church has these there for the bride and for the groom to help them understand marriage, to give them all the tools we possibly can for a successful, happy, lifelong marriage.
There is research that shows the later you wait to get married, the more likely you're going to have a stable marriage and you won't get divorced.
John Cassidy reporting.